I'm never going to experience anything like that again.
It is all about the medal.
The British public have really embraced the Olympic Games.
This was our greatest day.
The whole country can be very proud of putting on such an incredible set of games and such a great show for the whole world.
I thought the Queen looked beautiful.
Your Majesty, Mummy.
Everybody's dressed patriotically.
Need some of the kids, hopefully, will remember for the rest of their lives.
Fireworks were amazing as well. They were really, really cool.
2012 was Britain's year, and the world was watching as we rang in the start of the London Olympics. The nation held its breath as 900 million tuned in for the opening ceremony. We needn't have worried. Come together.
Oh my God, it was amazing. It was so, so good.
Fantastic. It's one of the finest things I've ever seen.
And with that, the greatest show on earth was underway.
It was actually quite a few days into it before a top honour. After that, there was a gold rush.
This last 6 weeks, I don't think I'm ever going to top in my sporting career now. Winning the tour and coming back and winning a home Olympic Games and a fourth Olympic gold medal.
It's been such a build-up and a lot of stress and a lot of pressure has been put on my shoulders for the past few months. And I'm just so happy that I was able to deliver and now I can relax.
The whole week was so much fun.
Bonkers. Olympic spectators have made the London Games the noisiest fortnight in British sporting history.
And they were screaming so loud, I actually felt as if my feet were being lifted off the floor.
The atmosphere was going nuts. It was just awesome. It made a big difference.
It really does make the hair stand up on the back of your neck to hear them roaring and cheering you on.
Usain Bolt flashed the 100 metres in a Games record time of 9.63.
We knew he could do it. He delivered, as always. Usain, great job.
He's the best people I've ever seen.
Team GB won 65 medals in total, 29 of them gold. Just weeks later, there were another 120 to celebrate at the Paralympics. No wonder hundreds of thousands turned out for a victory parade in central London.
21 floats carrying 700 or so athletes. And as far as I can see, there are union flags waving. People are leaning out of windows. They've climbed up statues for a decent view.
Of course, by then, we'd had plenty of practice at flag waving, pomp and ceremony.
4 days of spectacular celebrations for the Diamond Jubilee.
We love the Queen, love the barge. That gold barge was bling.
She is our floating palace for the day.
The arrival of the flotilla here has been marked by pouring rain, but it hasn't dampened any spirits.
It's been cold and wonderful.
It's just been amazing seeing the princess and the queens. I loved it.
Outside Buckingham Palace the following night, a pop concert in the Queen's honour. But there was one notable absentee. Prince Philip had been admitted to hospital with a bladder infection.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we shout loud enough, he might just hear us in hospital.
Perhaps it was Stevie Wonder who said it best tonight. Isn't she lovely? He sang. 250,000 people joined in.
Some words they can't be spoken, only sad.
The Queen also undertook a mammoth tour as part of the celebrations, including an historic visit to Belfast, where she shook hands with Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness, while she even dropped in on a wedding in Manchester. Let's go! Prince Harry hit the headlines in August.
While you may be able to read all about it, the controversial photograph of Prince Harry naked in a Las Vegas hotel, nowhere to be seen. Unless, of course, you do a simple search online.
The Duchess of Cambridge was also the subject of naked photos. In December, Kate announced she was pregnant. The happy news turned to tragedy with the suicide of a nurse who was targeted by an Australian radio show's hoax call.
Order!
The media was under fire a lot in 2012.
This has damaged the public interest and wreaked havoc in the lives of innocent people.
I'm not convinced at this stage that statute is necessary to achieve Lord Justice Leveson's objectives.
I'm sorry the Prime Minister is not yet there, but I hope to convince him over the days ahead.
Read all about it, crisis at the BBC too.
Clearly it was Jimmy Savile's exalted celebrity status that gave him a sense of impunity.
There was nothing I could do about it.
I can remember just sitting there shocked.
In light of the unacceptable journalistic standards, the honourable thing to do is to step down from the post of Director General.
The weather was never far from the headlines in 2012. The year began with a drought, but before it was out, hosepipe bans have been replaced by floods, including St Asaph, newly named a city in 2012, but underwater by November.
It's just a slurry pit, really. Everything's saturated, all the mud from the river, all embedded in the carpets and the walls.
Across the Atlantic, Storm Sandy killed more than 200 people as it tore through the Caribbean and the US.
Millions of people across the whole of the eastern seaboard of the United States without electricity.
This was a devastating storm, maybe the worst that we have ever experienced.
We just didn't make it. We lost everything.
Days later, America was re-electing Barack Obama as president.
We remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are and forever will be the United States of America.
It's being described as one of the worst shootings in US history.
I was in the gym and I heard like seven loud booms, and the gym teachers told us to go in the corner.
At least 26 people have been killed, including 20 young children.
She was the type of person that could just light up a room. And the strength that she gave us and the example that she showed to us is remarkable. And I'm so blessed to be her dad.
We can't tolerate this anymore. These tragedies must end. And to end them, we must change.
Manchester mourned the shootings of police officers Nicola Hughes and Fiona Bone.
The cortege was met by spontaneous rounds of applause as it worked its way to Manchester Cathedral.
I think it's so sad today, and just to see two good lives wasted in the way they were.
It was tragedy for the families of missing April Jones and Tia Sharp.
April is only 5 years old. Please, help find her.
I can tell you that a body has been found. I think the likelihood must be that it's the body of Tia.
The parents of 17-year-old Shafilia Ahmed were jailed for life for her murder. Mystery surrounded the shootings of three members of a British family in the French Alps. Their two daughters survived. And in March, we queued for fuel on government advice.
A bit of extra fuel in a jerry can in the garage is a sensible precaution to take.
Not the only minister to get into trouble this year.
Did you call them pleb? I'm very clear about what I said and what I didn't say, and I want to make it absolutely clear that I did not use the words that have been attributed to me.
It did become apparent he wasn't going to be able to do his job. Hit
the
sky
for... The James Bond movie franchise turned 50 this year.
The greatest movie export ever. I mean, I don't hyperbole, but it's the longest running franchise. It'd be wonderful if it could last a lot longer.
It took just 40 days for Skyfall to smash the UK's box office record. Adele performed the theme tune in a year in which she gave birth to a baby boy and won a clean sweep of 6 Grammy Awards. Grammys had a slightly more somber feel than usual. They took place just a day after music lost one of its biggest stars.
At approximately 3:55 p.m., Whitney Houston was pronounced dead at the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
She drowned in the bathtub of her suite. She was 48. Bee Gees singer Robin Gibb lost his battle with liver and kidney failure.
He was my love of my life. Even my husband knows that.
The words, the music, we've just enjoyed it all our lives.
We also said goodbye to stargazer Sir Patrick Moore, Top Gun director Tony Scott, and the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong. In April, Claire Squires collapsed and died running the London Marathon. Her story inspired hundreds of thousands of donations to the Samaritans.
The level of generosity has been absolutely mind-blowing.
Well over £1 million raised for charity. I'm so proud to call her my sister.
Also making the news, a daring jump from the edge of space.
Standing on a small skateboard-sized shelf 24 miles above the Earth, Felix Baumgartner had a few seconds to take it all in.
Yeah, that's really high.
Boris Johnson, re-elected London mayor, got stuck on a zip wire. We discovered Korean pop. And a £63 million lottery jackpot went unclaimed in Hertfordshire.
Bolton Wanderers say their midfielder Fabrice Muamba is critically ill in intensive care.
Muamba collapsed to the ground. He received medical treatment on the pitch.
I'll never play football again. Do you choose not to play football or do you choose to die?
A dramatic year of sport also saw Andy Murray claim the US Open, Rangers going bust, an interrupted boat race and a fallen hero.
Lance Armstrong has no place in cycling.
Manchester City left it late as the noisy neighbours claimed the Premier League title. Chelsea won the Champions League, but their captain was accused of racism. He was cleared in court, but the FA had other ideas.
John Terry has been found guilty of this offence. He will face now a four-match ban.
Defending John Terry also cost Fabio Capello his job as England manager. Wales won a Six Nations Grand Slam. Europe staged a sensational comeback to win golf's Ryder Cup. But let's be honest, when we think back to 2012, it'll be this team that we remember.
This is the first medal and maybe the first of many to come.
Having the home crowd, it was unbelievable.
Very surreal, still can't quite believe it, but yeah, it's been brilliant.
It was one medal that was missing from my collection. I think the whole of the British public knew that how desperate I was to get this one.
It's such a big deal to me. I never thought I'd come here and win two.
You hear the roar, oh, it's like nothing else. You know, I've never experienced that before.
A roller coaster of just everything. I feel totally mentally, physically exhausted, but it's been the best day of my life.